Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, thank you, Woody. As we go to Brian Geltzeiler, host of Sirius XM NBA Radio. Geltzy, always great having you, man. I need your help today, so thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Joe. How we doing?
We're doing okay, but we got a lot of Heat fans really hurting watching the East make a lot of moves. Now they lose one of the guys they developed, and Caleb Martin goes to the 76ers. We find out he got a lot less money. There's just a lot of frustration. I'll start with that. What was your thought about Caleb Martin going to the 76ers?
I was surprised he took less money. I'm not surprised he went to the 76ers. They're building something special there, and the Paul George addition has put them on a different tier. And Martin became an important player to them because as George load manages and inevitably misses time for that team, Martin's going to be a vital player for them. The fact that he took less money to go there, that's a major, major head scratcher. And that has to be a sign that he's not thrilled with some of the things that are going on in Miami. And it's not a place he decided to hang his hat, which to me, it's tough to fathom on one front. On the other front, when you start to connect the dots on the things that you hear coming out of Miami, this is where the Butler stuff can turn bad. And not to say there's a personal issue between Butler and Caleb Martin. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is that, you know, there's a shelf life with how long people like to put up with Jimmy Butler's act. And I'm speculating, so aggregators don't say I'm reporting this. I am speculating. But I would think that's something that Butler and maybe his message getting stale among his teammates had something to do with Caleb Martin taking less money to join the Sixers as opposed to the Heat, who, by the way, were only in the finals last year in 2023.
Yeah,
so it's not like you're leaving a situation of a team that doesn't have a chance to win.
So let's talk about Pat Riley. Calls out Jimmy Butler after the season was over in a big, big way about he's got to play more games and all these things. What do you think the reaction to Jimmy Butler will be as number one? And will Pat Riley give him that extension, or you think he waits to see how he plays this year?
No, I don't think he's getting the extension either way. I think that if Jimmy Butler does get a contract extension, I think it's going to be somewhere else. I don't think Pat Riley's doing that at all. I think right now it's a question of, A, can we compete this way with the team that we have? B, let's take a look at maybe Butler playing more games, enhancing his trade value as we come into the deadline, and see how the Heat are playing. If the Heat aren't as competitive as Pat Riley wants them to be, well, maybe that makes a decision for him on Butler. If they're looking great and playing really well, maybe they figure out a way to add to this group. The Heat have quietly built up. They have plenty of picks in place. Not getting Lillard and being able to go get Terry Rozier was, to me, a massive bonus for Miami. Last summer, people were going crazy in Miami because Damian Lillard went in another direction, because Joe Cronin and the Blazers decided they weren't sending him to Miami no matter what. That was a blessing for the Heat because Rozier is such a better fit with this organization than Damian Lillard ever would have been, even though Lillard's such a talented offensive player. Rozier kind of personifies the Heat grind that is so typical of what Miami has built and how they approach everything. So but because of that, there's picks there to trade between Jovic, between Hawkes. You got a couple of young guys here that you can do something with. They just went and drafted Khalil Ware, who's looking very good early on here in summer league and is a guy they like a ton. So they have some pieces to be able to go get somebody if that's the choice that they make. But I think they kind of want to see how all of this shakes out and maybe how Butler responds to some of what Pat Riley had to say about him. I mean, keep in mind, you know, it was last summer where Pat Riley called out Kyle Lowry for his conditioning. Now, listen, Lowry came back, and I don't know if he was in better shape, but in the end, it didn't work out. And Kyle Lowry ended up somewhere else at the trade deadline. So I think it's worth watching what happens here for Miami. With all that said, I think if they're able to get a Lowry Markkanen deal sometime between now and the trade deadline, I think they jump on it.
Well,
I mean, that's something to keep an eye on.
That was the next one, Lowry Markkanen, and Danny Ainge looks like they're doing the rebuild and they want to trade him here in the last year of his contract. Could you see the Heat having a chance? I know there's names been mentioned along with a lot of other teams. And how good is he?
He's really good. He's really good. He is he's a very, very gifted offensive player, not only as a shooter, but he's tough off the bounce going to the basket. He has a really good playoff 2 feet type of game. So he can get 2-3 dribbles in into a 10 or a 12-foot pull-up, and he's so long, it's very tough to contest. Defensively, where he was frankly a traffic cone when he got into the league, Joe, he has now become a decent defensive player, moves his feet on the perimeter. He helps out on the glass. He's a good rebounder. And he's the kind of guy that would fit perfect next to Bam Adebayo in the front court. He really would be a huge help for them and a premium offensive player. And if you were able to get him and keep Butler and have Bam and be able to make a run with those three guys and kind of piece around them, and even if it's Jovic and Hawkes that go, you still got a lot of pieces there that you're able to work out in a deal like this. To me, I like it. Here's the other thing that's interesting about it to me. There is a path to do it and keep Tyler Hero.
Well,
and that I like because they need that shooting because his contract is right in that $17-18 million range, and you could match up the Duncan Robinson deal and be able to keep Tyler Hero there.
Okay, and I did want to ask you about Tyler Hero. People kind of cooled on Tyler. You know, he didn't play great. He had the one great game against Boston in the first round, but he had some poor shooting nights there. How do you look at Tyler Hero? What kind of player right now at this point in his career?
He's at a crossroads right now. There's no doubt about it, Joe. If he wants to be an all-star level NBA player, he's going to have to commit himself to the defensive end of the floor. Because Tyler Hero, he's got a little Zach LaVine in him, Joe. Do you know what I mean? Like, Zach LaVine, one of the frustrations with the Bulls and Zach LaVine is like, dude, you could be a really good defensive player if you gave a crap, if you wanted to be a good defensive player. I feel the same way about Hero. And right now what's happened with Hero is that team just run pick and roll at him all day long. He's the defensive hole. So if you're not – and listen, you can get away with that in some spots with guys that make a lot of shots. If you're hitting your shots, you're playing efficient offensively, and it's all going well, well, fine. We can live with the fact that you're weak defensively and structurally put some things in place where we can hide you a little bit. But if you're out there and you're not making shots and they're attacking on the defensive end of the floor all the time, you're flat a liability. And I think that's kind of what's happened with Hero is his whole game and the way that he plays and how little he gives on defense has kind of come down to, if he's making shots, he's helping you, and if he's not making shots, he's not helping you. And there's so much more to the game than that. And he has to kind of be willing to roll up his sleeves and be willing to put that work in on the defensive end. And he doesn't even have to be a good defensive player. He's just got to be okay. He's just got to be passable. He's just got to hold up sometimes. And he doesn't hold up really ever. He's a weakness on that end of the floor. And for Tyler Hero, forget about taking 1,000 shots a day. You should be doing foot fires every day to make sure that you can move better defensively, become smarter, watching film on the defensive end, figuring out how to navigate screens. It's not only that he needs to be better defensively, he needs to be more conscientious and smarter there, Joe.
So Gelsey, I got to ask you, so you think Jokic and Jaime Jaquez got some value out there, huh, for teams that are rebuilding? Those would be two pieces. They're both still super young. Might be the most value on this team in a trade for some of these teams?
I think so. Listen, Jokic had a good year this year. Teams are impressed with him. He came along faster than expected. He was really young when he was drafted, and I just thought as a stretch four prospect, he made a good showing of himself. And Hawkins stepped on the floor as everybody thought he would and ended up being a guy that could be a good NBA wing at an early stage. Now, again, the offense with him faded late. He did not shoot the ball as well late in the year, and he's going to have to be another one that understands the day in and day out grind of NBA defense. But the thing about Hawkins is that you watch him play and you see a really good defender in there. So those guys right now as young players for something like Danny Ainge, listen, you can do a lot worse than getting those two guys in a marketing deal with a bunch of picks that help you elevate this thing.
Yeah.
And so I really, those guys have some value out there. If the Heat want to do it, they have one more move on them to try to elevate this group. Because I do think the Heat right now, with what you look at what's happened in the West, in the East, you look at how good Boston is. But without Porzingis the first 3 months of the year, you look at what Philadelphia just did. A healthy version of Philadelphia is closer to Boston than anybody else in the conference. New York is small, but they're talented, and they have excellent wings, and they certainly did get better. I would dispute how much better without having any center depth, but they certainly did get better. And then there's the second tier with Cleveland and Milwaukee. I think New York's probably closer to that second tier with Cleveland and Milwaukee. Miami's probably on the bottom end of that second tier. They're one player away from being on that first tier, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You get that one guy, you're closer.
What about Pacers? How do you like Pacers?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I don't want to pour cold water on what they accomplished because they had a great season and exceeded expectations, a wildly successful season. But I also think things fell well for them. Listen, you got the Bucks without Giannis and didn't have Dame half the series, and the Knicks pretty much collapsed around you. They lost Robinson, Ananobi, and Brunson in Game 7 of that series. Like, everybody kind of collapsed around them, and when they stepped on the court against a team, which, by the way, was shorthanded too, in Boston, they did, I don't think they showed badly against Boston. They did lose, in all fairness, Halliburton halfway through the season, and they were playing without Mathurin. I get all that, but I kind of look at them as, if be very surprised to have them have the same kind of success last year than they did this year. The jump they made is the easier jump to make, and I liken them to a better version of what we saw in 2021 with the Atlanta Hawks, where it all kind of fell right for them. You know, Ben Simmons and the Sixers choked right in front of their faces, and Atlanta ended up in a conference final. We haven't seen Atlanta sniff that since. Now, again, Indiana, I think, will hang around. Good young players. They'll be a good team. But to me, they're more a middle-of-the-conference team than a top-of-the-conference team.
Kelce, I leave you with this one. I appreciate all this great stuff this morning. Going back to Jimmy Butler, I have no idea. Like, he's been here. He's a tough guy to figure out. He does his own thing, as you know. I think it does frustrate some of the guys sometimes and that stuff. You look at him, do you think he's capable of playing 70 games? He's right at 60, and it drives Riley and the team nuts. Could you see him coming back motivated to play in the 70? Is that enough to motivate that guy or not?
So, listen, let me start with this, Joe. When it comes to Butler, I think that for Butler, it's more about being healthy. And for the Heat, I think they're on the same page in this respect. It's more about being healthy than playing more regular season games. I think the Heat would like to have him play more regular season games. They want him healthy for the playoffs. And so if there's a happy medium to figure that out and they end up with him healthy for the playoffs, I think that works for everybody. The other thing that you have to understand about Jimmy Butler is Jim, and I don't say this in a judgmental way, Joe, because I think it's important to kind of distinguish this. He likes his money, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Listen, the NBA players have a limited window of their life to earn in the way that they earn, and it's generational money, and they want to earn whatever they can. He likes his money. And one of the reasons Jimmy Butler didn't want to get traded and said, I don't need an extension right now, is because that was the way for him to save face because there wasn't an extension out there. The teams that were talking with him with the Heat about potentially, you know, making a move for him weren't jumping to give him an extension. And partly because of what you're saying, you got to see him play. You got to see him on the floor for 70 games. So I think for Jimmy Butler, as we've seen in the past in his career, money is a major, major motivating factor. Okay? And keep in mind, I'm going to go back to this. Butler's half season in Philly, right? He gets moved over to the Sixers and played out of his mind that crazy Kawhi Leonard shot that hung on the rim three times right. And finally fell was the only reason the Sixers didn't get to a conference final that year with Jimmy Butler leading the way. Jimmy Butler was playing for a contract. When Jimmy Butler's playing for a contract, he is absolutely a man possessed. And I think we're going to see some of that this year for him. I just listen to the question of how much the Heat shore up around them and how good they can be and deep they can be. That's, to me, the important thing for them. I don't think the Heat, listen, again, between now and the trade deadline, and not to get off on a tangent, but with this new CBA, and the second apron, there's going to be a ton of action at the trade deadline. It's one of the unintended consequences of this second apron, where teams stay under the second apron to be able to aggregate contracts, and the middle class is getting squeezed. Those two things together is going to give you a crazy trade deadline. Between now and the trade deadline, if Jimmy Butler's showing that he's in his contract year mode, that he'd have to get some help for him, no doubt about it.
Y'all, this is great stuff, man. We really appreciate you coming on here. We just need a little help. The old fan base down here is a little fired up right now because of what just happened. So thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
Joe, you're a legend, my man. It's always my pleasure to spend some time with you. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Brian Geltzeiler, host of SiriusXM NBA Radio, talking to us. Man, we are out of time. good stuff talking about the NBA. Watch what's going on in Salt Lake City with the Utah Jazz and the big man. That's going to do it for our show. Have a great day, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.